I hear Gabby Seraphin from Georgia State Volleyball. Tough 3-2 loss to Georgia Southern at home on Senior Day. We'll focus kind of on the pre-match and that entire day leading up to the contest. It was Senior Day, so I'm seeing you have friends and family over. How did that go, and who did you have come with you to the match?
I actually had my whole family in for the weekend, and that was the first time they've all been here. So I had both my parents and my brother and my sister. My sister plays, so she was looking, up to me as a player, and I was excited to kind of perform in front of her for the first time in 4 years.
How was it dealing with those emotions of it's just last home match, you spent so much time in this gym, and then turn around and play your rival? Just how was that overall for you emotionally?
It was a long, emotional weekend, but at the same time, there were two teams that we both have played before and kind of had rivalries against, different tactics, but playing Southern for senior night was definitely like a great game, and it was a good matchup.
Right, and you have these last two matchups here coming up in Louisiana. So what are you trying to, obviously you want to get the win, but are you trying to end the season positively? And because you have a lot of younger players as well that they're coming back for a few more years as well. Just discuss what you're trying to accomplish.
This weekend, coming off of a rough weekend, we of course want to take two conference wins away, and it's their senior night, so that's a little motivation to take an away match and kind of steal that name and just really end on a high note and allow the younger girls to see that every loss you can come back. Just like we know how to do it, just bounce right back.
It'd be hard to, probably in like a paragraph, describe your 4 years here overall, but just discuss the time you spent here at Georgia State, just as a player and off the court. Have you had a good experience here overall?
Oh, yes. It's been amazing. With great coaching, great teammates, the Panther family, I don't think you find that at every school. So I was lucky enough to come into a program where that truly does exist.
And you have a big senior class, too. You came in with a big group. And it just how odd will it be to not have your daily activities involving them in your life, at least the college-wise?
That was definitely something we talked about as leaving, but at the same time, we were like, oh, now we have outside time where we will still get to see each other every day, so right. I think we're trying to keep that bond together.
Yeah, and do you know your postgraduate plans as far as what you're going to pursue professionally?
Not exactly. We're trying to keep the doors open.
When do you graduate?
Summer.
Okay. So you have a little bit of time there as far as in the summer. Do you plan to stay involved in the game overall as far as coaching, or maybe even try to play professionally, anything like that?
Yes, of course. I don't think I could just leave the ball behind. I'm coaching out of season in the spring. And
okay. Where are you coaching?
At Tsunami Club Volleyball.
So club ball. Mm-hmm. How was that like, coaching young high school age students in the game?
I love it. It just goes back to like enjoying the game and having a good time and the small fundamentals.
Do you find yourself being a good coach and trying to avoid I'm sure you have good coaches and not so good coaches. You try to avoid some of the not so good things?
Yeah, of course. I would like to think, but coaching's very hard, so.
And what age group do you have?
15s.
Oh, wow, it's really young.
Yeah.
Is it just hard to not put yourself, because you're more advanced skill-wise, is it tough to make sure they kind of stay within their limits?
So I've always coached selects or the national level, so this will be my first year coaching regional, so we'll see how that goes.
Okay.
So.
Good.